Milky chocolate.
They wanted my something, something. Get a nigga, nigga jam jam something. But we put them on a long thing. Is that real? Bad girl something. And who?
That was a lovely song by one of my favorite artists, Victor Akimadi. If you love it just as much as we all did, as you can see, you can download it on the Five Music link below. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Chick Chat Live. On today's episode, we are talking about whether or not physical attraction can grow if a spouse ticks other boxes. Our hot topic of the day is a hungry man is an angry man. And I have my lovely co-host in the studio with me today. I'm going to be dissecting the topic. I have Ini Dima Okoje, who's our lovely actor and host, beauty entrepreneur Ezine Alpha, and the CEO of, shall I say, Exclusive Brands Africa, yes, public advocate. I just love everything you represent. Orede Duagan. Well, thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So on the first segment, I was listening to this podcast, that, it's called Dear Sugar. And they talk about like relationship issues and always dissecting some deep life issues. So this is a listener's letter. I just kind of want to get your perspective on it. So I'm just going to read it to you guys. Okay. I've been with my girlfriend for about a year now, and I've never felt such a strong connection to someone. We have more in common than I've ever shared with a partner, and our relationship progressed very quickly. The only problem is that when we first met, I didn't feel as much as a physical attraction as I thought I should. But I decided that my attraction to her on all other levels was deep enough to overcome that. I thought that our physical chemistry would grow in time, but unfortunately it hasn't. I feel terrible and shallow for writing this, but I can't imagine how I could ever explain this to her without hurting her deeply. I've even felt some of my friends imply or say outright that they thought I could do better. Am I doing the right thing by pursuing a relationship with this wonderful person and ignoring what I perceive to be totally invented standards of beauty? Or is physical chemistry the first and most important thing in a relationship? Let me start with you, beauty girl, Ezine. Okay. What would you say to this guy?
It's like the physical attraction is important. Like, I'm not going to say no, it's all skin deep. The first thing you see is the person. He sounds like he's coming from a point of view of everyone else seeing her as not attractive.
His friend.
Yes, so. That's his issue is, do you want to be with her or do you want to be with your friends?
Exactly. So it's more of a him thing.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think that this guy, do you think he's wrong?
I mean, obviously, physical chemistry is really important. But personally, I rarely ever date people that I'm physically attracted to.
Okay.
It just so happens, for me, other parameters are just so much more important. And as time goes on, I just find that it doesn't really matter to me anymore. In fact, the one time that I dated my type, my spec, long time ago, I was in JS2. This guy broke my heart into so many pieces. I listened to Westlife for the entire time. So I don't know. I think, no, I'm sorry. I was heartbroken. But I think it doesn't even make sense that he's bringing his friends into the equation because they're not in a relationship with you. You cannot measure your relationship with what people say. If not, you would end up, you know, you would just end up a mess because people have opinions about everything. So in as much as it's important, I think if someone checks the other boxes, at least personally, that's more important
to me
than just the fit. But I mean, if you're not attracted to the person at all, how are you in the relationship with the person
in the first place?
You know, for that long in the first place. So there's something wrong with him.
So would you say, Ezine, that he shouldn't have dated her from the beginning? Because obviously this is a year in and he's like, ah, wait, this thing hasn't grown.
He doesn't like her. I think he's just looking for an excuse.
So there's obviously external, the beauty, physical chemistry, and there's emotional chemistry. So of course in other things she might be kind, she might be, you know, she might meet his every other need but physical. So is he shallow?
I agree. Not sure. Because looks would fit. Okay, physical attraction is important, but long term, everything's going to droop after
phase,
a while, right? So he has a good thing going at the moment.
All right, so do you think that he maybe needs to change the kind of friends he has? Because I think that there would be guys that would say that they understand what most guys want to be proud of their babe. You know what I mean? It's an uncandy thing. You want to show off your babe. And if you can't, if they're already yimwina, like, you know, they're guys, they'll tell you, like, why are you dating this babe? You know, or if it's a babe that was maybe rough around the edges in school, she was a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a hoe. A guy will tell his guy, now, guy, how you want wife this though? You know what I mean? But I'm in between, I'm on the fence with whether he is shallow or being honest with himself that, look, I can't actually say that I can wake up in the morning and look at this girl every day and say, my wife, you're beautiful. Then he should leave the relationship.
I think he should leave because I personally feel like maybe he got into it thinking it would grow. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he should have just left it as the friendship connection, mm-hmm. not even try to date her mm-hmm. if he didn't feel attracted to her. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I also feel like he needs to stop listening to his friends. Mm-hmm. Anyone yeah. in a relationship who puts whatever everybody else has to say mm-hmm. over whatever they have with the next person is mm-hmm. not ready.
Yeah.
And thirdly, I would agree with what she said. He doesn't like her enough. Mm-hmm. If you love somebody mm-hmm. that much, there are certain things that don't matter to you yeah. anymore. So I don't think he has that kind of chemistry love for her. He might like her as a friend. Mm-hmm. You know, we connect, we talk, we can chat for 3 hours and mm-hmm. that's fine. But if you say you love somebody that you mm-hmm. were dated for a year, and hopefully, I don't know, you might get married to someday, no matter what anybody says about that person,
exactly.
you wouldn't even think about it. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you will shut them over, mm-hmm. you know, so that you can stick to that relationship. So I wouldn't necessarily say he's shallow because mm-hmm. for me, to be honest, in some cases, physical attraction is important. Mm-hmm. But from the beginning, I have to weigh my options. Okay, am I ever going to be physically attracted to you? Okay, mm. let me not just bother. Mm-hmm. Let's stay in the friend zone.
Okay, so so you think it can grow then?
It can grow. Of course, yes, physical attraction can grow. In mm-hmm. fact, in most cases, I think it grows mm-hmm. over mm-hmm. time because you always find some very gorgeous looking lady mm-hmm. with a guy who isn't even her standard. And you wonder how those two people have exactly. been together for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So it would grow because there are other needs mm-hmm. that you need to meet mm-hmm. for to anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, needs that a guy needs to meet to a woman, the needs the woman mm-hmm. meets a guy. That kind of like covers up the whole mm-hmm. physical attraction thing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for me. So for the fact that he's basing his relationship on her physical attraction, he doesn't love her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Haven't you been with someone, at first you're like, no, but then after a while, their imperfections and their uniqueness just begin to look yes. so beautiful because of how beautiful of a person they are. I don't know if it's just me, but like for me, like beauty for me is not just physical. It's not enough. Mm-hmm. It's not enough for me. I wouldn't mind if my complete man came mm-hmm. in my spec, mm-hmm. but for me, it's not enough. I see mm-hmm. way, way beyond the physical.
So do you think that he should tell her the reason? Because she is going
absolutely
to ask.
Absolutely not.
So you don't think a year is enough?
I don't think he should tell her. A year is enough to
grow, because you were saying it can grow. You don't think
if it hasn't grown now, it's never going exactly. to grow. He needs to leave her alone. Yeah. To be
and
honest.
Never give her the reason.
No, never.
And just come up with something silly.
He does not. If he tells her, he's very mean. Mm-hmm. He's an unkind person.
Okay. Yeah. After the break, we're going to come back and discuss our hot topic of the day.
Our story today is A Hungry Man is an Angry Man. Here's the story. I got married to the love of my life recently. We were together for a year and got married about a month ago. We get on very well and haven't really had any fights up until now. A week after our wedding, my hubby was hungry. I asked him what he wanted and he said anything. I opened up the freezer and noticed some leftover moi moi from our wedding, which he mentioned on the day he really enjoyed. After steaming, I served him on a tray, but I was shocked by what suddenly happened. My hubby took a look at the plate and asked me, "Where is this moi moi from?" I replied, "Our wedding, babe, the one you liked." My hubby picked up the hot moi moi in the leaf and threw it at me. In fact, he stoned me and said, "How can you serve me a week-old moi moi?" I immediately rushed to the bathroom to wash my face and see if it was him or a ghost who had just done this. I was too shocked. I confided in an aunt of mine whom I respect dearly. She is one I consider wise. I was again surprised by her response. "Is this what you are crying over? He stoned you with moi moi? Go back and apologize to your husband when he's not angry and prepare him fresh meals from now." A part of my mind sees this as a one-off. Another part is saying it starts with stoning, then a broken hand, and then my deathbed. What was it that I did that was so disrespectful? What else will I say that will trigger him? Another auntie slapped my thighs when I burst out crying after church because the sermon was overwhelming. "Wives, be submissive, blah, 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 blah. Listen to your husband." She exhaled deeply and said, "There will be plenty more. This is nothing. My husband has called me terrible names. Stupid, idiot, fool. You better grow thick skin and fight for your marriage." I am so crushed. Is verbal abuse something I should put up with? Or am I dramatic with not overlooking what I see as a mini act of violence?
Welcome back, guys. Well, you heard how crazy that story was. We are excited to give you our opinion. But let me start with this. Do you think that there was anything wrong in giving a week-old moi moi?
Personally, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. Do you mind?
You know what I mean?
I don't mind it. If it's been in the freezer and there's light, right?
And it's light. And it's still good. I'm sure she's not insane now. Mm-hmm. She would have smelled it. Oh, is this good? She would have maybe even tasted it. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong. But then if your partner doesn't like it and, you know, you're... There should be a free form. This is a marriage we're talking about. This is not like boarding school people just meeting for the first time. Mm-hmm. So if he didn't like it, he should have expressed that verbally. Mm-hmm. Darling, baby girl, come on now. And then she'll go, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. there are ways to handle these things. How mm-hmm. is it okay to throw hot moi moi on her face?
Well, whilst that is not a good reaction, mm-hmm. some people say that the offense that she committed was grave enough for her to deserve something.
What was
maybe
the
not
offense?
Moi moi.
What's the something?
But I've had this discussion with people and they feel that why would she give her husband a week
I need
old
to,
still food?
I don't understand. Let me say something.
And that's insulting to a man.
Let me say something from the point of a chef mm-hmm. and the point of a wife. Mm-hmm. Now, you can put moi moi in the freezer, mm-hmm. even if you leave it for a month, mm-hmm. and you bring it out and steam it. You don't mm-hmm. put it in the microwave. Mm-hmm. You steam it. It mm-hmm. would be brand new. Mm-hmm.
Or
as close enough. Mm-hmm. So that is not even an offense in the first place. Right. To even say, okay, I would take it and throw it at you. Mm-hmm. Okay, say maybe she came and she was a bit rude and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Still, mm-hmm. doesn't still give you the right to take something hot mm-hmm. and throw it at your wife. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of problems with this story. Mm-hmm. Enough problems. I don't understand how you can't just get up and walk away. Mm-hmm. She gave you a week old moi moi. You don't like it. Even if you don't want to say, oh, baby, this moi moi, you don't want to call her any nicknames, just walk away.
Mm-hmm. Or don't eat it.
Or don't eat it.
She will get the message.
Yeah,
don't
she'll get the message. Yeah.
Don't pick up. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
And then some people might say, oh, when they were dating, he must mm-hmm. have said, no. A couple days ago, a girl said to me, oh, her husband, before she got married to him, it was takeout, Indomie, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when they got married, he wants his food cooked fresh. He doesn't want it out. So you can't say to her, oh, didn't you know this is how it was when we were dating? No.
Because sometimes men do change.
Yeah.
They change. No, I've heard that men, I think men change with age anyway, but I've heard that they, well, from the day you enter, the night of your wedding, he has changed.
It's not even changing. They start to show their true self.
Yes. It starts to come out.
Because when they feel like they've gotten you, you're not doing
anything. But I feel like we pretend to, though. Like, we women. Like, a lot of women pretend.
To an extent.
Yeah, and until you get the ring.
Until you get
the ring. And then all of a sudden, you ain't cooking. So, but this babe, you used to cook jollof rice before, and I was going on, like, all of a sudden, no more food in the house. So, okay.
Can I say something mm-hmm. very quickly? And that is why my mom mm-hmm. is always telling me, see, when you're dating a guy,
do mm-hmm. not cook.
Be yourself.
Mm-hmm. You need to
Let him love who you are.
Exactly.
Who Amy is as mm-hmm. a person. If you're not the person, then do not pretend, do not show. Mm-hmm. Because if you cannot sustain it, mm-hmm. that is when hot boy my thing happens. You know what I mean?
Yes. But that is an inner strength that I think most people have to. It's an even to be yourself and to remain yourself, mm-hmm. you have to constantly tell yourself that you are enough and you are okay.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of women in Nigeria don't feel that they are enough. They fear losing it so much mm-hmm. because let's face it, you're like 100 men to one man. Man is expensive. So when you catch the one that is okay, you know what I mean? People want to hold on. Yeah, that's the problem. People want to hold on because there's very few men. So when you do find the guy that is treating you just okay, you hold on just because you don't know when the next boss is going to come along. So I'm not excusing it, mm-hmm. but I find that that's the reason why, like, a lot of girls put up with, you know, some of the stuff. Mm-hmm. So I want to address what the auntie said of go back to your husband. So should she leave the house? So cause I asked my friend a question. Okay, so what happens in a case where you leave the house for a day because you feel like that's bad behavior? Somebody said to me, you, Americana, Londoner, be doing a Oyinbo remedy. And that you cannot leave your house for a man. Do you agree with that?
I'm going to sound a bit ridiculous, mm-hmm. but it really is just moi moi. Mm-hmm. So it's not enough to say you want to leave the marriage after all. Mm-hmm. But when things like that happen, the first thing you should really do is step away from the situation. Because if you don't, it's going to escalate. And I'm going to speak from experience. The first time I got hit, mm-hmm. It escalated. Mm-hmm. It became more than it should have been. Mm-hmm. If I had just stepped away for, like, I don't know, mm-hmm. 20, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, I would have said, okay, this is not worth the trouble. Mm-hmm. Let's just calm down later mm-hmm. or a day or two after. And it became a problem. It became, you know, from that heat, it grew and mm-hmm. it became a huge thing. So it's okay to step away. Mm-hmm. I don't buy the whole Nigerian.
So maybe I want to have a Moin Moin story
before
that you didn't take notice of and then it became something.
I didn't
else.
Have a Moin Moin story. Mine was straight up to the physical.
Okay.
Yeah. It was straight up to the physical. And even
so
at
what
that,
did you do the first time?
I
that
didn't
happened?
Leave the marriage. Because yeah. I know the kind of person I am. Mm-hmm. So I just said, you actually walked out of the house and I locked mm-hmm. the door. I said, because if he comes back in here, I might take a knife and stab him mm-hmm. because I was in shock. So it's okay to step away from the situation for at least, even if it's not a day, mm-hmm. for a few hours, come mm-hmm. back and then talk.
In church. So mm-hmm. she's listening to this sermon, wives be submissive, mm-hmm. right? So in the domestic violence realm, there are women that feel that being submissive. In fact, I saw something on Instagram recently. I don't know if you guys saw it, where a guy was saying, you know, he beats his woman so that she can listen or something like that. Something very ignorant along the time. So some women, I mean, not some kind of women mm-hmm. feel that part of being submissive is taking abuse.
No.
What would you say to being submissive versus accepted abuse?
I'm waiting. After using it. Being submissive obviously has nothing mm-hmm. to do with taking any kind of abuse from any man. Mm-hmm. What is the teaching about a man mm-hmm. in his actions to his woman? Mm-hmm. He's supposed to care for her, love her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To be honest, I don't even blame the auntie. Mm-hmm. Because if that ever happened to me, and I went to my mom mm-hmm. and my grandma, my mom would tell me, girl, mm-hmm. come back home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To my house. Mm-hmm. And we need to, you know. Mm-hmm. My grandma would say something different. Mm-hmm. Because she was brought
her
up.
Her school of thought is different.
You know what I mean? Her school of, her perspective is different. Mm-hmm. She was married at 13. Her husband was like her mm-hmm. father. Mm-hmm. And that is just what, so she is not, that advice is out of love. It's what she knows.
Knows, yeah.
You know what I mean? So the auntie is just ignorant mm-hmm. and she's in her own world. Mm-hmm. But being submissive mm-hmm. has nothing mm-hmm. to do with accepting rubbish. Mm-hmm. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
People get hurt. People die. Mm-hmm. There's so many stories of women literally dying
mm-hmm. in domestic abuse.
That is not okay. Mm-hmm. That is not acceptable.
That thing needs also okay. be put mm-hmm. into context. In the Bible, it says that the man should love his wife like Christ loved the church.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that is who I'm supposed to be submissive to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, so let's put in not like just some lousy guy.
Anything, yeah.
So you always just take that out. Like, this is a man's world. Da, 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 da. You always take the thing out and mm-hmm. focus on the woman. Who's talking to the guy?
Mm-hmm.
No who's
one.
Telling? Who's telling?
Because even in the story, it's the woman. Nobody's talking to the guy.
And I also feel like with older ladies, sorry, no mm-hmm. offense. I just think like when they see a younger girl that they see she expects more, but it's what they got. So mm-hmm. they're like, why does this one not think that
they can
call you idiots too? Mm-hmm. Well, they can call you idiots. They called me idiots and I didn't go away, so they must. I don't know. Yeah. So I just feel like it's a, they mm-hmm. did it to me, so why can't they do it to you? Who are you typing? Mm-hmm. You're young, what do you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's where they come from.
So you think they're reinforcing these warped values.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I feel like a lot of people take that submissive thing out of context from the Bible to mm-hmm. use it as a tool against mm-hmm. women.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely not core. Mm-hmm. Because if you go further down in that same verse, it says submit yourself one to another.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meaning partnership, meaning exactly. teamwork.
Girl, you better preach up on
when after my divorce, I really needed to go through like a self-healing process. Mm-hmm. So I took myself back to the drawing board to really understand what it means to be single, mm-hmm. prepare myself again if mm-hmm. I'm ever going to get married. Mm-hmm. And a lot of books say, and you know, went back to the whole submission, what did God have to say? God told the man, love your wife like Christ loved the church. Mm-hmm. Christ died on the cross mm-hmm. for the church.
Mm-hmm.
I can be submissive to you. Yes, that's without having to be mm-hmm. stepped
you
know, on.
If the guy you know, is the right,
you don't
have to tell
by
the woman to be submissive.
Like, no, you don't
that's
have
what she
to.
Knows she doesn't she just, do
yes.
it. And it's like second nature.
And when people,
so I don't see why anyone would have to force.
Understand, you know, when people are using the Bible context, they need to ask the Holy Spirit for insights. Because mm-hmm. really and yep. truly, when you understand what God asks us to do in marriage, mm-hmm. divine love, mm-hmm. really and truly, when you say, okay, I'm marrying this woman because I love her from the point of view of God, mm-hmm. even when you argue, it's never going to get to a point where it would escalate.
Exactly. Now, she's going to go back to this house because mm-hmm. everybody agrees that it's a week after your mm-hmm. wedding.
Yeah.
You can't really give up mm-hmm. on your marriage. Except it was like, he really hit her because there are some times where it's actually more physical.
Yes.
Because if she reacts, she happened to walk away. She's not going
to
even wash her face.
To understand what just happened.
But in a case where it's actually more physical, how do you what is the remedy to that situation?
You
because
go.
Every man is different.
You go.
To Dilbert. You go there's, back home
guess,
or you
no,
leave?
No, you leave.
Once it's violence, once the first day.
No. The first day, you don't necessarily leave on that first day because men are different, really and truly. It might get to a point where you tell the man you have a communication. Back to being spiritual, you pray, you actually ask God for better understanding between yourselves. And some men will never do it again. Never. There are some men that would never raise their hand again. But if it happens again, it's going to happen again. And again. So if it happens again, and then obviously the next time it happens, it's going to be worse than the first time it happened. That's the only ground that I would say, okay, you can go. I mean, the first time I got beat up, I went to say sorry the next morning.
You apologized?
Yes, I apologized.
Why?
Because this is what...
I mean, I know that happens in Nigeria, but...
Like, marriage abuse does to you. You become victimized. You now feel like you're the person who is at fault. At the end of the day. So I felt like...
So you actually felt
it? Oh, yeah.
Not
I felt
that
like
somebody
maybe
told
it was... Maybe it was me that caused me because I was the whole issue started because I was getting an award for the movie that I did. And you know, there was a bit of
jealousy.
That had stemmed over the years. And this was like the height of it. Ah, you're getting recognized in LA and blah, 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 whatever. And I now started to feel that maybe I should withdraw my success just so that I don't have issues in my home. But I didn't understand that if this man truly loves you, as he claims that he does, he would support that success. I didn't get that at that time because I was young and stupid.
But you weren't, so you weren't trying to dumb down yourself.
Yeah, if you just sort of answer that. Because I'm like, before the first time he's violent towards you, there has to be some signs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
There has to, he must have showed signs of aggression.
Yes. But I feel like the prayer is maybe not fall into the hands of the
man. Amen.
Because a life partner
is
can
serious.
Make or break you.
Oh, yeah.
But for the purpose of the people who maybe haven't, you know, well, maybe speaking to myself, I've not entered Osman's house yet. What would you say to this girl that this has happened now? If, for instance, she's not working, I think my advice to her would be, you better go get a job.
Oh, yeah.
If a sign like this happens where it's like, verbal abuse starts
get
to happen and you're not working, girl, you need to
get a job
or two. You know what
generally
I mean? And make sure that you're not having more children than you can handle yourself, because sometimes, you know, the second child happens, you know, you're in a marriage that is already shaky, then the second child happens, then you now have three children in a shaky. I think you need to kind of put your brain on as quickly as you can, because this is not something that you can obviously rely on to, you know, raise your kids. So in terms of, you know, you have two children. In terms of staying for the kids, so we've kind of almost digressed from the moi-moi, because the moi-moi is kind of leading us to, like, domestic violence in general. So the women that stay for the kids, I was raised by a single mother, and I don't think I'm that, you know, I might be a little cray-cray.
You're fine.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm that disturbed, you know what I mean? People think that, oh, they want that fatherly. Do you think that you were trying to hold it together because of the children?
I mean, this is what it is. Our society gives no other option except that they feel like, okay, if kids are not raised by mom and dad, there's always going to be a problem. And I'm not doubting that. Yes, in some cases, when children are not raised by both parents, there is a problem. But that really depends on who is raising them. I mean, I did try to stay for my daughter. I mean, the first physical violence, it was just my daughter. I wasn't pregnant for my son then. But I knew that I had to leave at some point when she started exhibiting the things she was seeing.
So she would go home,
go to school and do like a scribbling of daddy beating mommy.
So she would write it and
she
would
scribble.
Would
so the teacher would say, oh, so what happened this weekend, Michaela? And she would say, oh, daddy was angry at mommy and daddy beat mommy and stuff like that. And the teacher would call me in school and say, oh, so what's going on at home? And I'm like, yeah. It's really you. And she was 3 years old at the time. But I had to get
kids
up and
pick up these things.
Oh, they pick up these things. They do pick up these things. I had to wake up and say, you know what, Ordi, this girl is going to grow up to be aggressive if she lives in this environment. Mm-hmm. I'd rather raise up my kids as a happy single woman, know that they understand what it means to be healthy and whole as an individual and a person, than for me to always be crying in the face of my kids. And that was what it was. Half of the time, my daughter will come and hug me and say, Mommy, please stop crying.
So they always saw you broken.
She always saw me broken, literally. Even when I left, I had gone to LA for about a year. It was just me and her at the time, and I was pregnant. And I would cry and cry, and she would just come and say, Mommy, why are you crying? Why are you always upset? So she now became even overprotective of me. Anybody who comes around, she's like, yeah, so what do you want with my mom? Sort of situation, you know, don't touch my mom, don't hurt my mom, stuff like that. And I didn't want that. I didn't want my daughter to grow up in such a toxic environment where she doesn't understand what it means to love. Because clearly her father didn't love me and I didn't love him. And it was always an issue. And she's going to grow seeing that, okay, maybe it's okay for the man to be beating the woman. And if, God forbid, something like that happens to her, she will stay because she feels like, well, mommy stayed anyways. It's okay. So I don't condone that whole, you need to stay together for the kids. No, you're doing them more damage than good.
Do you agree with the woman is the one that keeps the home? Apologize even when you're wrong. Do you think that is a pride thing that you have if you're not able to do that? Is that pride?
If I'm not able to apologize,
if you're not able to apologize for the sake of peace in your marital home, even when he has been wrong on several occasions before.
I mean, for her, if she, if it's the moi moi issue, she could say, oh, what's going on? I did not know you do not want warmed up food. You could maybe have communicated before. I don't know if she's apologizing for the fact that he threw it in her face, but there's two people in a relationship. So she needs to, I don't know if it's apologizing, I don't know what she's saying sorry for, but there needs to be a conversation had in that direction where it's, can we get like more understanding about this? I don't think she needs to apologize. I don't think, sorry is a word. Like for me, I dated someone that never said sorry, and I dated someone that said sorry
all
a lot.
The time.
So when you get say sorry, and I feel sorry, and someone says sorry, you now realize that sorry is not really the issue.
Yeah.
Like it's not, the action. It's the action. So
if this is what God has brought together, you would definitely put that person's name above yours. And it's a constant thing, even in marriage. Okay, now she knows that he doesn't like frozen food. So she has to take and put in the work to make sure that she doesn't give him frozen food anymore. It really doesn't cost
you think that's girl, the solution.
Wait, have the solution. After the communication, you have to know what he wants at the end of the day. That's one of the solutions.
I don't think it's the frozen one that is the issue.
Well, does he have a job first?
Well, this is a week after
he's getting married. Maybe
exactly. The frozen one is the issue at that time.
At that
it
time.
Would, it would progress.
Something else would progress. So you need to know what it exactly that person is.
And it's not just what he wants. It's
a lot of things.
Two people in this relationship.
Yes.
It's
both ways.
It's both ways.
It's both ways.
And coming to the middle.
It's definitely both ways.
You know what I mean?
So would you cook every day for your husband?
No, I can't cook, first of all. I can cook what I can eat, but cooking is not really my
thing.
I'll be the chef and I'll be in that kitchen.
And then that goes to back to what you were saying. Who were you in the relationship? Maybe this lady was the girl who was making more money every day. And you saw that, this one makes more money for me every day. And then 1 week after the marriage, they're bringing me more money from the wedding. For what and what reason?
How would you advise any woman trying to leave? What is the smartest way to leave? And what ducks do you have to have in a row before you leave?
So basically, you're saying you're basing it on finances now.
On I think that's a very huge reason why a lot of women don't leave. Finances and kids.
It is a huge reason.
I was kicked out of the house 5 times. And every time I called somebody, go back. Do you know how many women, their husbands kick them out and they will be begging to stay in the house? Those were the kind of advices that I got. So for every time I got kicked out for no reason with on the street with my kids, I went right back.
With the kids. So you were kicked out with the children?
Oh, yeah. I was kicked out 5 times. Then it was just my daughter. Well, the 5th time was with my son as well. But anyways, so I knew that, okay, already, if this doesn't work out, you have to have a plan B. So I started, obviously, I had a job. I worked. But I started to financially keep myself buoyant for whatever reason.
Financially keep myself buoyant.
Some people might say, oh, but she comes from a family. No. For like 8 months when I left, my father didn't speak to me. So there was no family support whatsoever. He wanted me to stay until he found out what it was. Because throughout the marriage, I never spoke to anybody about it, about what I was going through. Because I felt like this is a marriage, it's you and this guy, whatever it is. And I'm not the kind
of
person.
That helped? keeping silent?
No, it didn't help. Mm. It did not help. And I also didn't want my people to see him as a bad person. Mm. I tried to protect that image, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the day when I left, my family, they cut me off literally mm-hmm. for a really long time and said, Shay, you want to leave, so be on your own. Mm. Eventually, when they found out what it was, then, you know, we came back to normal. But I kept myself financially buoyant. Mm-hmm. So I got a place, did it up nicely, mm-hmm. flipped my rooms for my kids.
And you weren't, at this point, you didn't tell anybody else?
I didn't tell anybody mm-hmm. else. But the thing about it was I prayed. Mm-hmm. So I'm somebody who I say, okay, if I'm doing the right thing, God, give me signs. Mm-hmm. Let me have peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Peace of mind is the only way I know that what I'm doing is right. Right. Mm-hmm. And I prayed. And for every time that I asked for confirmation about mm-hmm. this, I had peace of mind. Mm-hmm. In fact, the first day I moved into my new house, mm-hmm. I hadn't slept in 4 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think you understand what it means not to sleep mm-hmm. in 4 years.
With your
years.
Full eyes closed.
Because two things. I was afraid of being killed in my sleep. Mm-hmm. That was one. Mm-hmm. And secondly, there was no peace of mind. So mm-hmm. I couldn't remember the last time I slept from like 8 p.m. till morning. Yeah. So I told God, I said, today is the first day I'm going to stay in this house. If I sleep till morning, then I know I'm doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 9 a.m. the next day.
I know that's right.
Literally. Yeah. So that was how I left. And eventually I took the kids. But this was the thing. He couldn't even contest it because he knew. Mm-hmm. He knew that mm-hmm. he had done the worst that could have happened.
But some women have to be careful, though, because there are some guys that
are crazy. They're
wicked guys out there that will come after you.
But you need to be careful. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew where my house was for a really long mm-hmm. time. Yeah. In my situation, mm-hmm. it was what I had to do mm-hmm. for my safety, first of all, and the safety of my kids.
I think that's smart. Don't tell anybody your plans. So if we were to summarize this conversation, what would we say to our moi sisters? I feel sorry for her.
I do feel sorry.
What would you say? Let's hear from you and you. Who wants to go first? Hmm. How would you?
This is someone you married. So I'm hoping you know this person. Mm-hmm. So I would say have a conversation with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have a conversation, forgive, because forgiveness is not for him. Doesn't mean what he did was right, it's for you. So forgive and have a conversation about it. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And what would you say in that conversation?
What's going on? Because I don't think it's the more, I honestly don't think it's more and more being frozen mm-hmm. that's the issue.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
You might not get honesty, but you might not get what you think you want to hear. Mm-hmm. You might not get anything at all, but a conversation needs to be had. You're married to this person, you can't just leave. Right. Can't leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're fighting for your marriage.
You have to.
Well, you have to.
Right. What would you say to this moi lady?
I'm so weak with this conversation. I'm telling you. I would tell her. I wouldn't tell her to leave her marriage. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's still fresh. I don't even know why they're not in Dubai somewhere.
You know what I mean?
Back to their reality. She needs to address. I think she needs to be a little firm mm-hmm. with how she addresses it.
Yeah.
To be honest. She needs to make him understand, and mm-hmm. I'm shining my eyeballs.
That's not okay.
The actress is coming out here.
Because it's not okay. It's not acceptable on mm-hmm. any level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she needs to be very firm and very clear mm-hmm. when addressing that. Mm-hmm. And then they need to have a conversation. Okay, you know, then they can have like a meal plan and really address that issue. Mm-hmm. And generally what the general issue is, because it's mm-hmm. too fresh of a marriage to be having this kind of,
but for me, she said they can have a meal plan.
You know what I mean? Because if mom is the issue, darling, I'll give you something else. You know, but it is not. You can't throw things at me. That is not acceptable on any front. Mm-hmm. For me, that is the most important thing to address. Mm-hmm. That action
that can never happen again.
Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't do it again, then honey, enjoy your marriage. If he does,
shine your eyes. Mm-hmm.
Start making your plans to leave.
And
I don't know if that's
please.
Cynical. I kind of feel that's cynical
to
as well.
All women, you cannot wait for this to happen before. Be independent, please. Mm. You know what I mean? Work for your money. And to be honest, just work and just be your whole, be a whole woman. I don't know about caretakers. I don't believe in entering any marriage where my husband is doing everything 100%, to be honest. Because really, it's not even fair on anyone, that kind of burden. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
But the thing is, sometimes men are not doing everything. Men are doing stuff 100%. Women are working, but they're not earning enough to sustain the family's lifestyle. Mm. So I don't think it's enough in this day and age with what's happening now for women to continue to sit and trying to contribute. I think you should really, if you can, try to match.
Yes.
Try to match, because it could happen. In my case, my father died at 34. So my mom was widowed at 34. Who expects that? She had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she passed away at 43. Wow. So that's 10 years of raising children. You know what I mean? She didn't think my father was going to die when she was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if she was the type of person that didn't work mm-hmm. or didn't know, how would you, you're now left with three children on your own. So I don't even think it's a competitive try and match. I'm competitive. I want to match my husband anyway. But I think you should try and match the lifestyle of your household, or don't live a lifestyle that you yourself
can't
without your husband
exactly.
can't afford. Yeah. So I think that's what I would say, is that if you're young, getting married, and maybe he's showering you with gifts and you think you've entered, you know what I'm saying? You can feel you've entered the, you know, some people are about brand names. They want to enter a particular family, a particular name
mm-hmm. yeah.
because of the lifestyle that comes along with it. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have the potential, not necessarily now,
exactly.
to give yourself that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because that's taking your children from Corona
back
to
one,
maybe whatever local school. Do you understand? You know what I mean? From Corona to one down, yeah, one random up, school. You know what I mean?
Saying,
yeah,
that I went to Corona, so that's good.
So, thank you guys for joining me. That was a lovely conversation.
Awesome.
Thank you, Ine.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ardy, for being so candid and
open.
That's it for today, guys. You can join the conversation by using the hashtag ChickChatLive. If you have a topic, conversation you'd like us to discuss, send us an information in the email below. See you next time on ChickChatLive.